If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, I'm just over here waiting for Yoni to get off his phone. We're just really addicted to this shit, you know?
I don't like when you press record when I'm...
not ready yet?
When I don't even know what you're doing, yeah.
Well, here we are. So I'm kind of forcing you to start because I don't like it. We have to get this work done because I need to make dinner.
So we are currently in the process of pre-recording.
Yeah.
We'll be out of town
for about a month.
Yeah, well, I'll be gone for a month.
Yeah.
And then you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. And while we're gone, as you guys know, we...
can't record. Even though...
we can't record.
Question right now, and since we're at the beginning.
Okay.
How would you guys feel about an Alia solo Q&A audio? Because Yoni got to do this like years ago. Season 2, I think it was. What's the Juice? When I was out of town for longer than he was, or maybe I was just out of town, period. And we pre-recorded, but like maybe not enough. I don't know. So you ended up recording a Yoni solo Q&A, and I want one too.
Yeah, I feel like I need to do a new one because the 2 year...
well, no, you don't get a new one.
The version of myself, or the version that I was 2 years ago, is not the same version that I am today. I feel like I have a lot of new insight. I have a lot of new... I've grown. I've matured.
Yeah. Well,
and I feel like...
I never got one, so I need to get one too. Let me know. Let us know down in the Spotify
question thing. We already know.
I mean,
know
regardless
what
of what you guys
is.
Say, I'm going to do one anyways.
Yeah. So, no
but
need to ask.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to sit right here and just blah, 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 blah. I feel like it's going to be so easy. Watch that episode. It's going to be like 2 hours.
Probably, but don't make it 2 hours.
No, I won't make 2 hours. But how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling very chatty today. It's a beautiful sunset from our apartment. We can see the beautiful yellow brownish sunset.
A yellow brown sunset doesn't look that nice. Seem that nice.
Yeah.
I feel like if you said it was like pink or gold or something.
Yeah.
But like a pink brown sunset.
But I'm doing good, you know. Let's see what's going on today. Damn, I should have said it on the other episode, but I dropped a new YouTube video, okay?
Well, so I feel like by the time this episode comes out, maybe you'll have another new YouTube video.
Okay, well, I dropped a new YouTube video, okay? Go to youtube.com/YoniIkoro. And I'm really been going at it, guys, okay? I don't know what's happening, but this fire needs to stay lit because I feel good, you know?
As you should. And yeah. I was going to say, too, if you haven't yet... watched, checked out, clicked on, subscribed to, gave a thumbs up to, commented on any of Yoni's content on YouTube, you better do that right now. I actually want you to do that before you continue to listen to this episode. I will sacrifice this episode.
Actually, that's a great idea.
For that. It's linked down in the description. Whatever you're listening on, you can just open your phone, put in your password, scroll to the description, click that link, and just click a few other buttons.
I feel like they can do it as they listen to you say this.
I mean, that is true. You can do it, but you should also watch the videos. So if you have to,
yeah,
if you have to sacrifice this episode to watch one of Yoni's videos.
and then come back to it?
And then come back to this. Yeah, obviously.
Nah, let's finish this episode and then watch the video. I appreciate you guys.
I just feel like
They'll forget, right? You're okay, stop everything, right?
And while you're at it, subscribe to me too if you haven't yet. Anyways.
I think everybody is already subscribed to you.
All right, maybe.
Everybody. But how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm
sitting
ready.
Over here with jeans for some reason.
Yeah. Like, are you? I'm wearing jeans. These jeans I'm wearing right now, we're not talking about fashion again, don't worry. But these jeans that I'm wearing right now are my like dirty, like I want to call them artist jeans.
They're not dirty yet.
You have to put in work. When I'm cooking, I don't mind wiping my hand on my jeans.
I mean, are those going to be those jeans?
Yeah, these are 100% going to be those jeans.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's get them dirty then.
I am. I have a spot right here.
You know what's a good starter for like dirty jeans?
What?
Is it like a splash of like
paint?
Of like matcha before you introduce the liquid to
matcha,
it. Like
yeah.
when you swirl it around, like have a little, but it needs to happen on accident.
Yeah, that's why I just have to keep wearing them, live life in them. Like there's no fake shit over here. There's no like I'm gonna put some fake matcha on my jeans.
I
like
do
that's
think
crazy.
So I see you really like the way I folded them.
Yeah, I like the way you folded them. They're kind of like cropped a little bit. They're super, super long, but they're actually men's jeans.
Yeah, but you should tailor them or something.
I want to paint. You know, we keep talking about that we're going to paint this big canvas for our apartment.
Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of things.
And I want to wear these jeans when we like do that painting.
Okay.
And I want to do that one, and I want to also just do another one, like a smaller one.
Damn, I think it would be fun. Jeans? So were these expensive?
These were actually gifted to me. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's fuck them up. Fuck them up.
But let's talk about something that I wanted to chat about today. I've been wanting to talk about this all summer and just never really got the time. But the idea of this episode came from, honestly, Yoni. And just what a difference being in this relationship with this great man over here.
Stop it right now.
Has helped in my journey in accepting my body. If you don't know the background, I'm going to make it real quick. I used to dance ballet. I was dancing ballet since I was 4 years old, all the way up to when I was like in my 20s, I think. I can't remember exactly what age. When I stopped, I think I was like 20, maybe. And it kind of messed up the way that I view my body,
mm-hmm.
the way that I view food, mm-hmm. my relationship to food, my relationship to exercise, my relationship to fashion, to clothing.
The list goes on and on, guys.
I mean, there's many other things too. My friendship with women, that's a recent one. I've realized like ballet sort of impacted that shit. We'll talk about that on another day.
Really?
Yeah, I'll make a note on that. Maybe we'll talk about that on Patreon. But actually, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah,
so
write
that
it down,
because
I don't know. I don't even know what you're about to say.
What?
You say friendship with
just
women?
Just real quick. Yeah. If you want to listen to that, it's going to be on Patreon.
Okay, as Alia is typing this, this is an episode that she's been wanting to make for...
I mean, we've already talked about this, like way, way back when I think it was Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
We had an episode that was called What is a Summer Body? And then I also think we had... Season 2, maybe, an episode that was like body insecurities while in a relationship.
What I meant to say is that you meant to talk about this topic for a couple weeks now. You were ready to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about it because I feel like something happened since I turned 26. And Yoni loves to call this out. What would you say, actually, so I don't put words in your mouth, what would you say are some significant changes you have seen in me since turning 26, like 3 months ago?
You're a lot more patient. Out of the blue. Like, you turned 26, you woke up the next day, and you're a patient person.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love that. I don't know if that's something that you just felt like, you know what?
It's time.
It's time. I need to just relax a little bit. Just take it easy. Sometimes in life, guys, just take it easy. It's okay. You know what I mean?
I think I keep saying this, but I feel like I was just tired. And I was like, it's time to just
like, just
chill.
go, do this, do that. Oh, my God. Just take a deep breath and
take
just
it one at a time.
One thing at a time.
That was big changer right
there. It's kind of like working at a coffee shop and you see a long line. Don't get stressed when you see that line. Don't even look at that line, okay? Look at the person in front of you. Help them onto the next thing. So call out your drinks right there. Boom, next person. Don't look at the line. I don't care if the line is around a corner. I don't know who. You could have a celebrity stand in line. I'm not even going to know they're there until you're in front of me. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but...
So take it easy, relax, one thing at a time. Would you say?
No, it's true. It's true. What else?
What else? Your sense of style, there's been a small little shift that's happened.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like it.
Okay.
So another thing other than, you're being patient.
Yeah, we don't have to keep fishing. Basically... Man. I have really just grown into accepting my body the way that it looks and the way that it is. And this has been a journey, let me tell you. And if one person knows deeply, deeply how this was, it's Yoni. Because when we met is when I was basically transitioning from my entire life being about ballet, being about being as skinny as possible and as small as possible, and being also like an athlete and being able to perform at that level. And it went from that being my entire life and trying to get validation constantly and having a job to who am I? What is life? What do I want to do with my life?
Yeah.
And while those things were huge, another thing too, I was like unlearning, and I had to do so much unlearning on the basis of what is beautiful, what is a beautiful body, what is, a healthy body, like so many different things when it comes to just like physical appearance.
Yeah. I remember.
It was tough. There was times where like I couldn't get dressed.
It was kind of like starting a whole new life together.
Yeah.
Not together.
A whole new life together.
Right. But like I was meeting someone for the first time, but it was almost like you're meeting yourself for the first time.
Yeah. I was like, not reinvent myself.
Right.
But like a lot, other than my personality, everything else that had to do with my life from like the direction I was going in to everything was like from baseline zero.
Zero. And I remember... So I'm trying to get to know you, but then at the same time you're trying to get to know yourself. It's like what kind of things am I into? And also to besides the things that you're into and what you want to do in life, whatever, it was like knowing who you are, like who you are in your skin.
Yeah.
And I feel like we had to, I guess I say we, because I feel like I was there from the very beginning of that.
You were there with me. And there were so many different phases, which is why I also had so many phases. One, because I also ended up like being online and I ended up posting online. So then I was also consuming a lot of content and I was trying to figure out like, what is my content and who am I online and who am I in real life? And there was so much identity crisis that I feel like I've been going through, honestly, for the last like 5 years.
Yo, when people say identity crisis, she's experienced that experience right there. It's not like, oh, I don't know what to wear today. I mean, she's like,
But maybe that's also something that just happens in your 20s.
I mean, maybe. You know, I'm not saying that.
I think it was like a lot of different things.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of different
things. But I can safely say, like now at 26,
6 years later,
I feel like I am I'm growing into myself in a way that I really like. And I think that's so important to acknowledge. And I'm so grateful that I can recognize truthfully that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm no longer always obsessing over like the fact that I'm short. Yeah, I make jokes sometimes. And I'm like, of course, none of these clothes fit me because like they're too long. Everything's made for people that are long. And that's still valid and it's annoying.
That is true.
You know, but at the same time is like I'm learning how to like dress myself. I'm more confident in like types of clothes that fit me and the things that I like. And I've just accepted who I am. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because when I was at the retreat in Portugal, I met this girl who also had a ballet background. So we ended up having this like deep conversations about ballet. She also wasn't dancing anymore, but she had stopped dancing like much more recently than I have. I haven't danced since we met, literally. So 7 years.
That's crazy.
And
that's so long.
She had stopped dancing like relatively recently, like maybe within the last 2 years.
Oh.
So for her, things are still fresh. And she had like there's no way you can come out of ballet and be like normal when it comes to body image and shit like that.
It's crazy that 2 years out of ballet is still fresh. Two years is a long time though.
Yeah, but that shit is deep.
Yeah, I know. Especially that's like one of those things that you start when you're really young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And she was, you know, at this retreat, you're kind of like having conversations and talking about life the whole time. And once I shared about the fact that one of the reasons I was at this retreat is because I wanted to like celebrate food with all these women and like also just release this anxiety and sort of like bad relationship that I've had with food for so long, you know, and I wanted to be in a place where that is celebrated by other women altogether.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And when I said that and I said my ballet background, she like came to me and we ended up having so many like good conversations about
our background. She came to you afterwards?
Yeah, because she also, except like I had stopped dancing for like way longer than her. And she was just asking me, like, at one point she asked me, you know, how are you with the body stuff? Like, is that something that you're still struggling with? Because it was something that I mentioned, like when I was saying why I'm there, I didn't say that's like something I'm struggling with. It's more like I want to celebrate the freedom I have from that.
That's what I've been trying to get you to do.
And it wasn't until I was talking to her that I was really, because she was like blatantly asking me, like, how did you get to where you are? And the craziest thing is like, it wasn't until that moment when I was talking to her that I realized how far I have come, how far I have grown from where I was, from how hard and how difficult my relationship with my body and like the skin that I live in has
been. Yeah,
you're
really hard on yourself.
I was.
And I used to hate hearing you just talk by yourself in that way.
It's like ingrained in my brain that you have to do so much unlearning. And the one thing that the reason why I wanted to bring like Yoni to this conversation is because when I was talking to her, it made me reflect so much on like, what were the things that I actively did and I'm actively doing? Because in my opinion, if you've ever struggled with any of these types of mental, you know, things, is that the work is never over. This is something that you're constantly going to have to sort of heal yourself from. It's something that will come in and out of your mind when you're at the gym, when you look in the mirror, when you're comparing yourself to other people. Like, I don't know if that will ever go away. It hasn't for me. It's still very much there. The difference is I have accepted the reality that I'm in, and I have learned to also love and believe that how I am is also beautiful.
Thank you.
And that is 100%, I mean, maybe not 100%, but a big part of that I attribute to you and to the fact that within our relationship, you have always supported me in this journey of loving how I look.
Yeah.
And it wasn't done always by just like telling me I'm beautiful or telling me this or telling me that directly. That's not like really what does it. In a moment where I feel like I don't look good, you telling me I look good doesn't matter, doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And when I was explaining to this girl, I realized there were very specific ways in which you did that that I think are interesting and I wanted to share.
Okay, I want to know what you're about to say.
And one of the things that like comes to mind is, for me, one of my biggest insecurities has always been my legs. I've always had bigger legs. I never had skinny legs. I've always kind of held onto weight on my thighs. This was something that I've had since I was like a little kid. And this is something that I was told, like, oh, your kid is going to struggle with this, that my mom was told. Like, oh, your daughter's going to struggle with this later in life. When I was like still dancing, mm-hmm. It was something that my mom was told, like, hey, just make sure you watch out. Like, what do you want her to do, you know? And you know this about me. It's something that, like, I would get dressed and I would look myself in the mirror and I would, like, talk about, oh, my legs this and my legs that, or, like, these pants, like, they fit my waist, but they're too tight on my legs, or, like, they fit my legs, but they're too big on my waist. It's just, like, everyone's proportions are so different.
Yeah. And you're putting in the nice way.
Yeah, right, right. And one thing that I feel like helped me that you did is, and this might be weird, but if, let's say, we were outside, and if you're a girl listening to this, maybe you've done this too, but we were, let's say, like, you're walking outside and you see, like, a girl walking by. And I don't know why I do this. It's probably stems from the same thing, but, like, I often look at different parts of this girl's body that I'm insecure about.
In your body?
In my body.
Okay, I feel like...
So it's like I always check out other women's legs because it's something I'm insecure about.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they have, like, really pretty legs, which, like, okay, what does that even mean? But let's say, for the sake of this conversation, like, they have, you know, slimmer legs.
Okay.
And I look at them with admiration. And I feel like you've caught me, like, checking girls out that way.
Definitely have.
And you've even, like, called me out and said, babe, stop looking at her legs.
Yeah.
So that's one. But then two, there's been times where, like, we would also similarly be, like, on the street or, like, sitting in a park or something, and there would be a girl, like, either running or walking or whatever, and she has, like, nice, just full legs. Yeah. Legs that, let's say, are, like, similar to mine.
Yeah.
They're not, like, super, super, like, slim or whatever.
Those
They're
are just normal, like, legs.
Normal,
yes.
Legs. You know, there's muscle, there's some fat, there's some life on those legs.
Yes.
And what Yoni's done is he would, like, let's say he sees that I'm, like, looking at this girl's legs. He will specifically point out and say, like, that her legs are nice. And you would, like, make a point saying, it's like, see, like, those legs are beautiful. Like, you would make me, in the moment, like, you would help me, like, relearn the fact that that look of a leg is also beautiful. And it is. When I saw it on these other girls, I was like, yeah, she looks fucking nice.
Yeah, it is. And it's never not been nice.
But in my mind, growing up, my legs were always my enemy. I always had too big of a butt and too big of thighs. And
I think it's because of the world that you come from, which is so strict. You know, like, when I first met Alia, I wanted to know what your world was like. So I found myself at home on YouTube typing in, like, New York City Ballet Academy International something. Like, I just wanted to see the highest level of ballet or anything ballet. And I just wanted to see the practice. I just wanted to see the art behind it and understand it and see how they train and do things. And that's, like, some of the most intense training I've seen.
Yeah.
And I'm an athlete, you know, I played basketball, soccer my life. Like, I'm familiar with working out and sports.
Yeah.
Even though that's, I don't know if it's considered sports or not. To me, ballet is more like art, right?
Yeah, but you have to
perform. Those are athletes.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the crazy thing. It's like you have to be so
strong. You are so strong.
Like, but your, like, abs, not look like you're strong.
Yeah. And, like, when we met Alia and whenever that was when we started working out, like, if we did abs workout, even still today, her abs are way stronger than mine. Because that's like, I feel like the core is, like, the main thing.
Yeah, if you don't have a core, you can't do shit.
Yeah, so you come from that world where everybody's, like, super skinny and you have to, like, not eat sometimes just to get, you know, better roles or whatever like that. So then, but that's not a normal
I know, but at the same
life.
Time.
Hold on a second. So now when you come into, okay, you stop dancing, now you're into just normal life. People go to work, come back, work out, go to work, hang out with friends, whatever, right? People don't live their life like that. And that's what I always tried to, like, explain to you that the shit that you see here after dance, that's normal life. Everything that's, like, before, while you were dancing, the super skinny shit, it's like, unless your body is naturally like that, I'm also not saying there's anything wrong with that, but like the mentality of having to be like that.
Yeah.
I think that was like the problem. You thought that that was the only thing because you had to be accepted if you were skinny, right? If you're dancing, the skinnier you are, I don't know, is that true? Like,
yeah.
You get more roles. So now you kind of brought that acceptance thing into real life. Like, oh, okay, acceptance mean that
but
that looks good.
I would say that you could say it's about acceptance, but I feel like for me, it ran so deep where like, I just didn't find anything other than that type of body beautiful.
Which is crazy.
But that's just like how my brain was wired. It's not even like being accepted or it's not even knowing like this is what people, like normal people go to work and go to the gym and whatever. I don't care what people are doing. I care about the final product. I care about what the look is like. So for me, it's not like I need to like, oh, maybe they don't work out. Maybe they're like that naturally. I didn't care. All I knew in my brain is that my legs are not nice and these legs are nice and that's it and game over. That's how intense my brain was. Damn. And also, I don't want to negate anyone's experience of that because that doesn't come just from being in the ballet world. That also comes from being a woman today. Because just because you're not dancing ballet doesn't mean that you don't see models on the runway, models in the media, influencers, content creators, and different types of bodies and shapes and stuff. And most of the time, it's the slim ones that get recognized the most. I even watched a video recently that was talking about how like on Pinterest, if you actually look on your Pinterest board, everyone is a certain type of body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you're trying to get inspiration of like what to wear and like fashion stuff, it's like also realize that like the person that's wearing this clothes that you think are really nice, is this even a body that's similar to yours? Because then you can't even get mad that it doesn't look the same on you. And that's something that I had to learn as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to like say that your partner, I think, should help you in this journey. And the way that they help you is I think that the way that you did it like really helped me. You taught me over and over and over again. It's possible for this type of body to be beautiful and this type of body to be beautiful.
Yeah.
One different from the other. But it's like it's not like only one body can be beautiful.
No, yeah.
Exactly. But I don't know, it was something that I feel like over the years, you really helped me like relearn. And now, like, I truly feel like I am living this. Versus before, I felt like I was kind of pretending to accept, or I was like pretending to believe that one is beautiful, even though I was like, nah, but I still like that other shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even I remember my mom was like, the moment she met you or whenever we went out to eat somewhere, you had shorts on or something, she was like, Alia has such nice legs.
And it's
such beautiful legs. And also it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is about the, I think it's, except if you're someone and you naturally have skinny legs, or if you have thicker legs, whatever, I think being confident in whatever body you're in,
yeah,
is like the number one thing. So we're not even saying that the skinny legs are not nice.
No.
You know, or the thicker legs are not, because that's one thing that you can't do anything about is height and maybe like type of legs that you have.
Yeah.
So you're either gonna like accept it and just own it and be like, you know what? This is me and I can still dress how I want and have a nice style. And especially if you have like a platform and people follow you and people, you know, look at you as like, I don't know, like a fashion inspiration, whatever like that. You can be the person to inspire so many other people with the same body type.
Yeah.
But you have no idea because you were so fixated on,
well, I just could never understand how
I don't have nice legs. Yeah. I don't have nice legs. Instead of being like, you know what? I can't change this. And I do have nice legs, and this is who I am.
But see, being able to say, I do have nice legs, I would say wasn't truthfully until this summer. That is 7 years.
I feel like last summer when you wore those big...
Yeah, but those pants were still big, right?
No. But I'm talking about like the jean shorts.
The shorts, yeah. But those jean shorts were huge.
Yeah, they were still pretty big, yeah.
You know, it was like my entry point.
Yeah.
But even then, like I was doubtful. Yeah. But that also, even that was 6 years after breaking free from that world of ballet. 6 years. And I was just now, what I'm saying is like, this was internal work that I have had to process through. Also, mind you, in front of a camera for the last 5.
Yeah.
You know? And what I wanted to say is that it wasn't until this summer that I've realized like my brain has actually rewired. Like, I don't even know how it's possible. And not to be like, oh yeah, like I have nice legs now. Because these legs that I have now are the same legs that I had. Nothing's changed. I didn't like do a specific type of workout. I didn't go to this specific Pilates class. I literally, my weight, my body composition, like most of this shit is the same. I haven't done no crazy workouts. But somehow I like see my legs in a video, in the mirror, in a photo you take of me, in another situation, whatever. And I'm just like, damn, my legs are nice. But like, they're the same legs that I've had my entire life. And I've never once believed that until now. If anything, I've always believed the opposite. I've always wanted to hide them. I was the person that would wear giant ass sweatpants in the summertime. That's how insecure I was.
I know. Like, we'll go out somewhere and I'm just like, babe, why are you wearing long pants? It's 89 degrees outside.
No, literally, I would, it's...
But that's a real thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is not even like, I didn't go through it. I wanted to give like a piece of advice, but I feel like it's not my place to, because I'm not in that position that I went through it. So I feel like, what would you say to someone who wears long sleeves when it's really hot out because they're insecure? Like, do you...
About their arms?
No, about
long sleeves.
Oh, long, like...
I mean, I used to do that too. I remember specifically, this was when I was in Canada, so I was still like in the ballet shit. And I remember I bought, my cousin bought me this like Lululemon, sweatshirt, like zip up sweatshirt. And it was this specific one that I had like the entire time I was in Canada. And I remember I got so excited because everyone had Lululemon, but it was too expensive for my parents to buy like while I was in school. And then she bought me like for Christmas this Lululemon sweater. I felt so excited. It was like a brand, you know, like designer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And what's crazy is then I remember somebody, like someone also in my family in Canada, was like, Thanksgiving or like, I don't know what it was that I was wearing it, but I was wearing it inside and it was hot. Like I was wearing the like zip up, but I was in the house and everybody else was like in their t-shirt or whatever. Cause it's cold outside. It's November or October or whatever.
Oh, but it's basically warm inside.
But it was hot inside.
Okay.
And I remember like the adults kept asking me like, why am I wearing this hot ass like sweatshirt?
Because it's Lululemon.
No. And the thing is, I so remember in my little brain at the time that I was like, I don't know, 14 or something, that I just was like, I don't want any, I felt like insecure.
About what?
About my body. At 13 or 14, around my family, I wasn't even like in ballet class or anything like that. And I would literally wear shit to like be hot, to like hide my body. Like, it's crazy.
Damn.
And I just want to say how grateful I am for you to have been here and to have helped me in all those little ways from, like telling me that I'm beautiful or telling me that you like this outfit or that I should wear these shorts or that like my legs look good, but also in like the other ways too, there's many other moments that I can't remember of just like in real life scenarios where you see my little brain like thinking.
I know
exactly, because you know me so well at this point, and you see the wheels turning of like me calculating like, oh, her legs are like nice and then mine aren't and hers are and blah, blah, blah. And it's like that's all happening in my brain. And you just cut that thread and you're just like, her legs can be beautiful and your legs can be beautiful.
Yeah. And it's true. I truly believe that. And it wasn't, I was doing it so naturally. It wasn't like, oh, I'm a helper through this shit. I just wanted you to really understand.
Yeah.
That the way you were thinking before, it was really wrong and unhealthy and just, you know, talking to you, being nice, being kind to yourself is very important.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like how you look, you like looking in the mirror and talking, I'm not saying you were doing that, but you should never talk down or like think or say, like talk to yourself not in a nice way.
Yeah. Like, oh, and I used to do that.
I'm this or like I look like this and whatever. It's just like that's so like unhealthy.
But it was a level of, I don't know, maybe also emotional maturity. Maybe.
But with you, it was so specific too, because it's like you just came into the quote unquote real world where how you look is people want to have your, like, I remember like there were some comments or people would be like, oh, Alia, your body's so nice. Oh, I love. And you're just on the opposite. Like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's
like you would post
I'm
like
saying.
Fit pics or like maybe if.
Like I would like work out in a video or something.
Yeah, you know, and thinking maybe like I want to improve this or whatever. And then people are being like, are like, Alia, I want to have the body that you have.
No, and I literally
that's
would
how
not
much
understand.
The opposite
like,
of the spectrum like you were. You yeah, know, because you came from that extreme.
And this is not at all me saying like, yeah, look at my legs next time I wear shorts. Like I feel like it's important to share where I've ended up, because I know when I was having that conversation with that girl at the retreat.
What did you tell her?
Her hearing me explain basically what I just said now.
Oh.
And there was many other things too. When it comes to like, I don't want to get into specifics, but when it comes to like a different like food things and like thinking about food in a certain way and I don't know, it's just I remember when I told her it really left an impression on her when I was explaining how you us being together and being in a relationship with you has helped me so much in like the ways in which you have helped me like recognize the beauty in other people that other times I would be like not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just recognizing like the beauty in like a fuller leg and like a bigger butt and like a stronger, more like
or
solid
like a,
looking
or more
or, like
curve,
a petite girl.
Or more curvier body too. Like,
yeah.
And also I think culturally, like my culture and where I came from, that is, I guess, because each country or culture, I guess they have like their beauty standards, you know, that's normal. So I feel like in African culture, like a more like curvier body or fuller legs or whatever,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Like if you're like super skinny, like people would be like, damn girl, like we gotta eat. Like we gotta, you know, it's like, let's, and I don't know, like, I'm not trying to, I don't know if this is, like, insensitive or not, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, in certain countries, that is...
No, why is that insensitive?
No, I don't know, because it's, like, someone who might be, like, skinnier and listening to this, I don't want them to feel that that's not beautiful, because obviously...
No, but you're saying, like, every culture is different. That's what you're saying. The same way, like, now in the U.S., because I feel like even our friend...
Here, it's like both. It's like there's a lot...
It's both, but at the same time, it's still a specific one.
It's more the tall and skinny that gets praised by everybody.
Well, that, but then there's also like... You can be like petite, small waist, big butt, but small legs, but small this. It's like very like...
So
each
complex.
Thing is so specific.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, bodies are not like that. Especially like women's bodies fluctuate in shape so much, which is why like women's clothing, I feel like is so
it's difficult.
Much
it's not
more
easy.
Difficult.
It's not. It also just like finding your style. Let's say you found your style, but like the clothes that people make just don't fit you the way you want. That's why I always think like you can always fix something.
I know.
You
it's
can
just
always
annoying.
Tailor things. It's annoying.
It's annoying because why do I have to pay more money to make something fit me because clothes are just made for everybody else.
What do you feel about brands who make one size only?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, that's kind of crazy that they do that.
Yeah, like what?
It's like one size. So you're clearly saying
that
this is...
But it's not even adjustable, though.
It's almost like we only want tall girls to wear our brand, our clothes. That's it.
Exactly.
Like, if you represent our clothes, you need to be... That's kind of crazy. What's that one brand?
Brandy Melville.
Brandy Melville. They do have nice shit.
I mean, I'm lucky that their shirts do fit me right.
Yeah. No, their zip-up hoodies are really nice. But
yeah,
anyways,
it's funny.
So,
like, the fact that their t-shirts and their tank tops and stuff fit me, but then their zip-up crewnecks and their zip-up, like, hoodies and stuff fit you. How does that make any sense?
Nah.
It's one size fits all.
No, the zip-up hoodies, I can wear them, but, like, the fit, I would like them to be a little looser.
Okay.
But I can wear them. Like,
exactly my point.
If you work, anyways, I was going to say, if you work at Brandy Melville.
No, actually, also, if you work at Brandy Melville, you have to, like, look a certain way. It's known. It's, like, been a thing that people are, like, always talking about. Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's how they want to run their brand.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, because you're excluding a lot of people who...
It's like, why?
Yeah.
You yourself are losing business.
I know, right? Because, like, a lot more people...
would be able to fit in your clothes.
But I feel like maybe it's just less work. Like, we just make one size.
Maybe,
times 500. Keep it simple.
I guess.
You know.
But that's it, you guys. I know I kind of took over the episode a little bit. I just really wanted to... I wanted to share that, and I wanted to just speak on how much of an impact I feel like being with you has done on this journey. Because if I would have, let's say, been single this entire time.
After ballet.
And then been like single, but relationship here and there. I don't know if I would have landed the way, like, where I am now. Definitely not. I can tell you that 100%. Definitely not.
Really?
I would still be like maybe 4 years back.
Yeah, well, I'm really proud of you. And I'm so happy to see you here because I hated going through the process. I'm not even saying it's not like I needed patience because it wasn't about me.
Yeah, but you did, because there were times where it's like we would have to leave to go somewhere and I'm having a fucking, like, not panic attack, more like anger attack that I can't, like, nothing. Fits, nothing looks good.
I remember those.
I'm getting hot. I can't, like, I'm sweating. I can't wear anything.
I remember going to the closet and be like, okay, what do we have? This shirt looks nice. And you know what's funny? You were receptive to, like, my
Because sometimes you just choices. Need someone to choose your outfit.
Like,
know?
I would be like, wear these pants. And I have, like, I will say, I don't have, like, bad taste in, like, what you could wear, like, the options.
No, of course.
Right? So, but you're 26. I'm proud of you. You made it to the other side, babe.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean, because I also think there's something worth noting that, like, that doesn't mean that because that there aren't things about my body that, like, I don't like, or that I'm like, oh, I wish this was different, or I think
that's,
it's okay.
But that's everybody. Nobody's perfect. That's where that even phrase comes from. There's every single person.
What is
it's like, what's perfect? For me, in my life, I just accepted to accept how I am. And that is it. Like, I've had a very different journey as far as, like, my body, but it's...
Like, you'd never really dealt with somebody criticizing you or your worth or not giving you something. If anything, because you were playing basketball and you were tall, like, you already could, like, make the team.
Right, but even with basketball, too, like, I'm tall in just, like, average people, but basketball, I'm, like, I'm not a tall player.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
So... But yeah, guys, I don't know. I wanna say something to kind of, like, close it out.
Well, I wanted to say that, just, like, last thing, that you don't have to, that I think it's also okay to, like, work out and to, because there's this thing too where you can go into the other extreme where you're, it's like body positivity on 100, where like you shouldn't want to change anything about yourself and you shouldn't want to, you know, like lose weight or lose body fat or gain muscle if you want to. Like you shouldn't have to do any of that. And I don't agree with that. In one, because I think women need to lift weights and need to go to the gym and do actual weightlifting workouts, because I see my grandmas now and I see my mom and my aunt now, and I'm seeing them, two generations of how their bodies have changed, how they talk about their bodies, and also the different health issues that have come up. And I'm sorry, but in my situation, they could have been way better, if not avoided, if when they were my age and even later in their 30s, would have worked out and would have lifted weights and would have muscles on their bodies and had strong bones. And that's it.
I feel like it's also just better for like your lifespan too. Like it has to play a part.
You know, like one of the number one reasons why elderly people, like, not to be grim, but like pass away is because of falls. They fall. They fall and they hurt themselves. Why do they fall? Because their bones are fragile. Why are their bones fragile? Because they didn't have the muscle and the musculature to withhold their, like,
you can
look all this shit up. All I'm saying is, as women, we've always been told to like do the women's workouts and the things like that. And I'm like, I'm such a big advocate to just like get women in the gym to lift weights, not to go crazy and to be like a gym baddie. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if you want to be a gym baddie, or if you are a gym baddie, listen, shout out to you.
Okay? I mean, do that shit. I'm just saying, I know there's a lot of women that are like intimidated by the gym for several reasons. One is because they don't want to get bulky, which is false. It's not possible. You have to work really, really fucking hard to become bulky. But then two is like the gym is more like a male dominated scene, whatever. Well, it's kind of shifting. There's a lot more women in the gym nowadays. And also, like, you, like, who cares? Like, go in the gym and do your workout, watch videos, learn proper form, and increase your weight. And over time, like, you're going to get strong. And being strong is fucking badass.
Yeah, it's really attractive. Like, it is. And it's something that I told the story last time we talked about the gym. But, like, I was at the gym the last... What was it? Was it last year that I had the membership?
Yeah.
At a,
oh, no. Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, before. And I saw this lady in there. She was doing pull-ups like it was nothing. I know exactly
which lady you're talking about.
And she just gets off and like guys were looking at her like...
She was doing pull-ups with the weight.
Yeah, like, with the weight too. So I just think it's super dope too. And also, if you're listening to this and you've been struggling with the gym and you want to get back into it, and I'm not even saying that I'm... on my gym shit 100% all the time. Actually, this is the first couple weeks now that I'm been in the gym consistently. I'm very proud of myself.
Good job.
But if you're listening to this and you want to go to the gym, honestly, I feel like tomorrow you could go and start very just lightweight. You don't have to go crazy from the beginning.
Yeah, like I did, and now I'm so sore.
Yeah. And one day at a time, do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Because it's so important. I know like the gym is a thing that everybody wants to go to, but then they're like, oh, I don't know.
And also, like, the gym doesn't have to be this whole thing you see online with like the gym outfits.
You know
and,
what
like,
I think a big thing is that, did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
Oh, that some people want to go to the gym. If they don't have like a private gym in their building, they have to sign up to go to the local gym or whatever, right? But then because it's their first day, let's say... You've never been to the gym. Let's say it's something that's completely new to you, but you're very intimidated to go to the gym. That's a real thing. Like, you feel anxious
to go to the gym and
work out around other people because you feel like, I don't know if I have proper form. You're always thinking that everybody at the gym already knows what they're doing. And here I am on my day one and you don't want to be judged. And all those things are in your head because when you're in the gym, nobody cares. Everybody's worried about how they look. You see all these mirrors around the gym? Everybody's looking at themselves.
True.
So get in that gym and just get working, you know?
And
I'm motivating
also,
myself.
if you don't know what to do, like, guys, today you can literally ask ChatGPT, give me a workout. Literally. actually should try that, see what they give me. But no, you can do that. You can like ask for videos. You can also just like go on Instagram, find like a workout girl that you like, that just something about her just resonates with you, and just like do the workouts that they show you, you know. And then you can see how they do it. Do lighter, start with light, increase your weight. The weight should be a weight where you feel like there's effort. You shouldn't do something and be bored.
Yeah, like don't complete a set and feel like you didn't do anything, but you're proud of yourself, quote unquote, because you completed the set.
Yeah, like you can push yourself probably harder than you are.
Because if you go to the gym and everything is so easy, it's easy to complete a workout.
And it's not necessarily like, easy, but it's kind of like,
no,
it's kind of like me.
If I do a whole workout with 5 pounds.
Okay. You can't compare yourself to...
No, I'm just giving that for an example. Like, because I know it's a thing that I've done in the past too. I wasn't in the gym. I hated the gym. And I just wanted to get through the workout that I had.
Yeah.
I would do super light on all the exercise and be done with the workout. I'd be like, yeah, I worked out today.
Yeah.
That doesn't
and I would
count,
say
bro.
Like women in general too, they tend to like go for the lighter weights because one, they underestimate themselves. And then two, they don't want to go too heavy because they're like, oh, this is like too much. I'm going to get bulky.
Nah, we got to.
Let me tell you, girl. Let me tell you, you should want to lift that heavy shit.
Talk to him.
You should want to increase your weight. You want to break a sweat. You want to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You want that.
Yeah.
You want to look exactly like the bros next to you. The gym bros that are in the gym doing their thing. Look at them. Look at like the level at which they do shit and see like how tired do they get? How exhausted do they get? But I know for a fact in general, like just we tend to kind of like stay away from like the too heavy things because we think we shouldn't lift higher than this much. Get that out of your head. Because trust me, if you wanted to like get bulky and if you wanted to like get, you know, shredded, there's a lot of other stuff you got to do. You
there's
have to
a lot
eat
more work
so than- much protein. You have to weight lift hella heavy because our muscles are not made to get like that anyways. We don't have the testosterone to build our muscles to help with that anyways. So don't worry about it. Just be in the gym, lift those weights, and increase that weight.
And just think it's healthy for you, for your relationship in the future, for your kids. Like, if you choose to have kids in the future, I feel like that's a thing that that can maybe help you through the process, too. Just staying fit.
Yeah.
Even after,
yeah.
Like, giving birth.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to, like, get pregnant and then be like, actually, let me get in the gym now.
Oh, yeah. Your doctor's going to be like, no, no, girl. So, yeah. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to like why it's important to lift weights as women, just literally Google it. It will tell you. It will tell you.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it.
Yeah, no, seriously. Because it will tell you immediately why is it important for women to lift weights. We're going to end it on that, guys.
Do you think that some women just don't think it's important at all?
No, I think some women have it so ingrained in their mind that like the gym is... not like it's going to make them too big and mm-hmm. too bulky that they just like stay away.
Yeah.
And they also just don't see strength as something that's important. I think all women should be able to do 5 push-ups at least, if not 10.
Yeah.
Like, come on, girls.
Yeah. I had one question, and this is the last thing I swear I wanted to ask you earlier is, so you talked about how I've helped you in a way to get through, to get over how you felt about your body and stuff,
yeah.
right? So, and in this relationship specifically, that's how it worked out for us. But what would you say to someone who's listening to this and their partner is maybe like, is not doing that? What would you tell someone that doesn't help that? Because we live together also this most of the time that
yeah.
this was happening. So it was like an everyday thing that was like slowly getting to
I mean,
year
yeah,
6.
Not that we like literally talked about every day.
Yes. So to someone who doesn't have that support or maybe their partner just kind of like doesn't really care that much. Because to me, that was very important. Because if you feel good, I feel good.
My question is like, how much of your struggle do you share with your partner? Because that's one thing that because we've always
yeah.
had a communication.
That is so true.
It's like I told you all the time when I was like feeling some type of way
from the beginning,
you always knew what was going through my mind, which is why you also knew when to say something.
So I can see how that can be difficult if you're in a relationship and then your partner just has no idea what you're going through, whether it's like mentally, about your physicality or whatever. I feel like
you have to, like, there's no way for them to like read your mind. If you are having a shitty day because you don't feel confident in your outfit because you feel like this is too tight or this is too loose or whatever, but you never even tell your partner that, and you're out supposed to have fun with friends, but you're in a mood and you're irritated, and your partner asks you what's wrong and you say like nothing and blah, 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 and then you get in a fight and whatever, and it all stems from the fact that you just didn't feel good in your body that day, that shit, you need to talk about it.
All of that stuff can be avoided just by a simple conversation. Like, if you don't feel
that's good, your person.
In your body right now. And yeah, exactly. That's your person. That's the person you want to be with for the rest of your life, maybe. Or maybe it's just a phase. I don't know. But this is someone that you're spending a lot of time with. I feel like it's so important to be open with those things, especially like if I felt some type of way, you'd be the first person that I'll share this.
Yeah, because this also with. I feel like these are the types of
but
things.
But there's a lot of relationships that people just don't. They
don't even think that.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They just deal with it on their own.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Since from the beginning, we were always like, the line of communication was so open.
Why was that? Like, I feel like, why did
just,
you just...
We just mastered it. We got lucky. I don't know.
But it was from the beginning. It was never even not that.
Like, I mean, obviously, at the beginning of our relationship, like, there were things, like, it was still the beginning of the relationship type of communication.
Yes,
like,
but you get to know
to,
each
like,
other.
Guess, like, what do they think? Like, you know, what are we?
Oh,
I'm talking
my God.
About,
what
you know,
we?
Like, we've been together for, like, a year, right?
Okay.
We move in together. Like, I'm talking, if you were, like, in a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. like, 1 year plus, I just feel like you should be at the point where whatever is going on in your mind, you need to express that to your partner. I'm not saying unload it on them. I'm not saying put it on them for them to carry, because I never did that. But,
no.
Always just told you what was going on. If I'm, like, feeling some type of way, or like I'm not feeling good,
but I would
outside, I would tell you, like, I just really don't feel good in what I'm wearing right now. Like, I just don't feel confident.
I would always, the times when you wouldn't tell me, a lot of times I would also just ask, because sometimes
true.
I could just tell. I'm like,
that's
yo,
true.
are you good? Like, how are you feeling today? Are you good? I remember that's the question. It's still to
yeah,
this day.
Yeah, you ask me the exact same way.
I'm like, even if we're like working, you're on your computer right there, or like maybe you feel like you're cooking, I always, at least once a week, I come over to you.
I was going to say at least once a day, actually.
Once a day, yeah. And I'm like, are you good? Like, what's the big thing on your mind today? Because we all have, our minds are so complex.
We just
know,
but the thing is, like, we have the, we, I don't know what it is, that we just really know each other, like, so well, where we pick up on everything. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. It's just, we've gotten to the point where, like, even though we have the open line of communication, there's often times where, like, I don't even get to the point where I feel like I am ready to tell you what's on my mind. You already know to ask me what's on my mind. Because it's like you pick up on different things, from like behavior to posture to how you move through the day to the house, like simple shit.
You know when I'm not, when there's something on my mind.
Yeah, it's night and day, you know, but that's something that you just like know so deeply. But if you're not there, like, and you, I don't know, I just feel like you need to, you, even though you shouldn't put the load on the person you're with, you need to share the load. You shouldn't hold on to everything by yourself. So if there's something that you're, the way that you would be talking to your partner if you're struggling with something at work or you're fighting with a friend, it's like this type of thing should also be part of the conversation if it's something that's so real to you.
But I think it's also just so fun. I mean, I know I come home and I can tell you anything that happened because we live in this life together. Like, there's nothing I just want to hold for myself. Like,
yeah.
I just want to tell you, and I know that you only want the best for me. You're not going to judge. You're not going to, like, it's just.
And I remember also the beginning.
And I'm so grateful to have that, because I always wanted that.
Yeah.
To come home and just be like, I can tell this person anything.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, I want to tell them, but I'm going to just.
Or
I'm
like, oh, I want to
text
them,
my girls
but like,
about this.
They won't get it.
Yeah, they won't get it. Or like, you're talking to your girlfriends about how I don't know, he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't get it.
But I also think it's fair to say that, like, you didn't really get it at the beginning either.
What?
Like, I was trying to explain to you all the things that I felt, like, in my body and the things that I thought and, like, my thought process behind
stuff. Yeah, I didn't get it, but you
still didn't get it because you're like, I never experienced any of these things before.
I never experienced any of these things like that before, but then also, too, like, it just didn't make sense.
I know, but it was so true to me that my reality. So right. Even though you didn't understand, I feel like you still can't quite understand because you just never lived that experience.
I know. And when I say it, true. But when I say that it didn't make sense is because if you just zoom out.
I get what you mean. But what I was trying to say is that, like, even though you didn't understand, you were still able to help. Because if you really want to, you can. There are ways in which, like, there's ways that you can help somebody even though you haven't lived in their shoes or experienced their experience before.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
There's a way that you can help somebody and you can come up with solutions. You can work together. You can help them. If this is your person or if you are going through this and you have a person, I believe that that should be your standard. Not putting everything on your partner, but at the same time, they need to be able to, like, help you in these types of hardships.
But how can someone get to share that with them? Like, if the person can't read their mind.
By seeing kind of, how they react, like, just, I don't know, like.
It's as simple as just saying
can
it,
you
right?
Can you remember instances when I, like, told you, I don't know, that I was, like, having, like, a bad body day or whatever?
I mean, it's always about.
I don't know. For me, it was always, like, when I was getting dressed.
Yeah.
That was a big thing.
Yeah. It was a lot about how you were getting dressed and how certain clothes that you bought, like, brand new, why they don't fit you the same way they fit the model on the website.
I mean, that or they just don't fit me as they should fit me.
Yeah, and, like, why should I go the extra mile and tailor them and spend extra money because it's just not fair, it shouldn't be like that, whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. Of course, I can't remember, but there's been many over the years. There's been so many times.
But that's also because I've always been so open. So, like, something's wrong, I just say whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm processing it out loud with you.
Yeah.
I think, like anything else in a relationship, you work through issues together. Not just the issues that you both have that you share. It's like, if your partner is going through something, like, at work or with a friend or internally or with their family or anything like that, like, they're going to share it with you. And you're going to talk about it and you're going to help them.
Yeah. You're stronger together. Obviously, two is better than one.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that really happened to us. We both really upgraded both of our lives because of both of us together.
Yeah. 100%.
So, and on that note, I think it's time for dinner.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to make some.
What do we have? You have, I just want to say this real quick. For the past 30 days, Alia has been killing it.
In the kitchen. Okay, I mean, to be fair, right now I'm filming.
It's always when she's watching something. I said this, but I didn't say it on air. But when Alia is watching something, like a show, and she's cooking, she is throwing it down.
I am chopping it up.
When she's making dinner or lunch and she's not watching anything, it's just quick.
No, I'm literally like it's cooking quick. Though.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you're saying, like, oh, let him cook?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let her cook, for real. I don't know. I love food. I love making, like, yummy shit.
You do. And it's with so much passion. Sometimes when you're making something, I just look at you.
Like, I'm actually just having fun.
No, but, like, you're experimenting, too.
Yeah, but it's, like, fun. Like, I get to play.
So when you make these sauces, real quick, when you make these sauces, right, like, with the mustard and then you add certain
the dressing.
Things, like, how many times do you just make it up and how many times is that, like, a recipe?
No, it's never really, like, a recipe, I would say.
Do you just know what goes well?
No, I'm, like, I've cooked for so long. There's, like, formulas. That you kind of reuse, but then you're like, let me experiment with this, let me add this. This might be good, you know? It's like I made a Caesar salad dressing the other day, but I added like these chopped up like sweet and spicy jalapenos that are like pickled that you get from Trader Joe's. and that shit was insane. And I put that as a dressing for a tuna salad. So it was like a tuna salad with Caesar dressing.
And I love tuna.
It was crazy.
You guys, I am so lucky.
But I'm just like, I don't know. I just have fun with food. It's truly like my art form, I would say. Like the art form that is like for me, because it's not really attached to work as much.
Yeah.
Even though I am currently filming a What I Eat in a Week video where I'm like sharing all the recipes. So tonight for dinner, if you want to know, we are having steak on top of a romesco sauce with some potatoes, baked potatoes. It's going to be like nice, crispy little baby potatoes. And then a romesco sauce, if you don't know, is like in Spanish sauce that is made with roasted like peppers. And then you blend it up with a bunch of like spices and nuts and stuff. And it becomes like kind of like a pepper hummus, but with nuts in it. Like a pesto, like a pepper pesto.
Damn.
And then that's going to be at the bottom. And then you put like the steak on top.
Can I prep something?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Like after this, we cooked here. And I'm going to go cook over there. I just got to get in my, I'm going to play my show.
What are you watching these days real quick?
Right now I'm watching Silo.
Silo.
Crazy show.
S-I-L-O.
Yeah.
What is that about again? That's the, oh, it's that's the one
about
with the underworld?
Underground, yeah.
Oh, Silo. I'm not a show watcher, guys.
Crazy show. Even though I don't know if I want to watch that right now, I feel like I want to watch something light. That show is not light, that's for sure. But
Love Island?
Nah, we don't have that right now.
I don't know why I don't like those shows.
It's okay.
Love Island, The Bachelor. I feel like
I don't like The Bachelor.
I don't know. I feel like it's, if I'm watching something, let me like think about something. Like I want to watch something and just get my brain just going a little bit.
I get
bit.
That. That's why I read books.
Yeah. Okay,
but even
guys.
The books I read are like fiction. Anyways, okay. Bye, guys. Love you so much.
If you made it to the end of the episode, please say, I feel like you should say, give us a word.
Please say, I mean, I don't know, comment what you thought about the topic. I have no word that works for this episode.
Yeah.
Just let us know what you think. Yeah, that's about it. Leave us a review if you haven't yet.
Yeah. Subscribe everywhere you can. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Reminder.
You should go watch all my videos right now. And just don't watch without subscribing, okay? Because people be doing it. And to be honest, I used to do that shit for years.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I used to watch without subscribing.
I would just forget.
Because I was like, what is subscribing?
Well, not even that, but like YouTube will just give you the videos from that creator.
But I would,
even if you don't subscribe, like just because you watched one video, they'll give you more.
Yeah, I used to do that. Now it's like, you know what I started to do? Maybe you don't do this though. When I like a video, I actually hit the like button.
No, I also started doing that too. I forget.
I will say though, I never really like commented.
Yeah. Actually, I commented the other day on a video.
We got
a
comment.
Like, whoa, I've never commented before.
It helps everybody. It's great.
Yeah, that's
so, yeah.
True.
Thanks. Thanks. Okay, bye. Okay. We gotta go.
Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.